Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to work our way through the Proverbs. Today, we're going to look at this old word we keep seeing in the Proverbs, the word sluggard. It means someone who's lazy or lethargic, someone who does not pull his or her weight. And we're going to see how a sluggard really is unwilling to put energy and training and experience into work, always looking for shortcuts. So I ask you a question before we look at this proverb. Have you ever heard of John Dillinger? In the 1930s, he was known as public enemy number one. He traveled throughout the Midwest, robbing over 24 banks, 4 police stations, and was responsible for the murder of several police officers. Dillinger's jailbreaks, his narrow getaways from police, and his winsome personality caused many people to idolize the robber and the killer. Dillinger lived with a craving for more, but his hands refused honest work. Proverbs 21:25 says, the desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. The sluggard has desires. They are unwilling to put in the work to make them happen. They're too lazy to get the needed education or training or experience to achieve what they want. And so they look for shortcuts. They fall into get-rich schemes, something-for-nothing ventures, promises for much with the investment of little. They dream their lives away instead of putting in the work it takes to make dreams come true. Sometimes they even go beyond the law to get what they want, but are too lazy to earn. Although Dillinger's exploits were well known and even glamorized by the media, he spent most of his life behind bars until it all came to an end July 22, 1934. On that fateful Friday, Dillinger was gunned down by police after being set up by a prostitute. What an ending. Gunned down by police after being set up by a prostitute. The writer of the proverb said it well. The desire of the sluggard kills him. Father, make us industrious people, willing to invest our time and our talents to earn what we need to live a life that honors you. Protect us from the cravings that lead to death. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.